You know, they say this all the time, especially if you're an artist. Summer is not the only organization that assists you when it comes to collecting of funds. There's a big organization that you need to know about, the South African Music Performance Rights Association, abbreviated as SAMPRA. Now, I know that it is in loggerheads with the South African Broadcasting Corporation, the SABC, regarding the fact that there's some money that has not been paid between the period of 2014 and 2015 period. And this sum of money amounts to 22 million South African rands.
That for me is actually quite insane. And these are for 2014 to 2015,
yeah? Yep.
The period. So that on its own. Can you imagine to date when we're talking about 2018, how much that is? And I mean, for people who, for adults, for artists,
yeah.
I just generally feel like, you know, this is also a big part of their music career. And especially for you as well as an artist, you do want your royalties at the end of how long? 6 months?
You get two checks a year. And artists, you can correct us. I know you get two checks a year in mid-year, and also in December. One of those.
And obviously, if this is an example, if your music is playing on YFM, and YFM is obviously registered with these
organizations, yeah.
I do feel that royalties do need to be paid out. And why are they not being paid out?
So on the line, we're going to be speaking to the CEO of SAMPRA, Fanani Leshifa, regarding the payment of South African musicians through royalties. We got him on the line right now. A good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity.
It's a pleasure. I'm not alone. Tepi is also here with me.
Fanani, it's great to have a chat with you again. We were at the Mushito Festival.
Yes, we were. Awesome. Last month, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your role as SAMPRA. For an artist listening or a manager, what is your role in the music space? What do you look out for artists?
SAMPRA is a student-funded organization that represents record companies and recording artists in the administration of Needle Time Rights. And maybe somebody may ask, what do we mean by Needle Time Rights? Needle Time Rights is the right of the record company as well as the recording artist that performed when a particular track was recorded. So when that track gets performed on air, or you go to a restaurant and it's receiving a play, when that track ends royalty, the people who participated when that track was recorded, all of them, including backing vocalists, instrumentalists, and all that, they need to be paid, as well as the record company that produced that particular track.
Now, let's talk about the current status between SAMPRA, SABC, and also IMPRA.
Yes. What happened was that SAMPRA was registered about 10 years ago and started operating as a Needle Time Rights Society from 2008. And SAMPRA is collecting license fees, or what people call royalties, from broadcasters, including YFM and other music users like retailers. So far, the only broadcaster that hasn't paid us is the SABC. In 2016, the SABC requested a meeting between ourselves and IMPRA, where at that meeting, the SABC was proposing that because there are two CMOs, or collecting societies, that are in the administration of Needle Time Rights, which CMOs are SAMPRA and IMPRA, they should divide the payment to us on a 70-30 basis, 30% basis, with us receiving 70% of the royalties. We rejected that proposal on the basis that it was arbitrary. It was not based on anything. Under normal circumstances, you need to look at the playlist and say who owns which tracks here on the playlist. And we were saying the SABC could not just come to us and impose a 70-30 split. And we then provided information to the SABC, and we did that in February of 2017. We provided information together with our analysts to the SABC that across the 18 radio stations of the SABC, our repertoire was not less than 90%.
Yeah.
And we said, so you can't give us 70% of the money when our repertoire is far higher than the 70% that they were proposing.
Yeah.
The SABC disappeared. And after we followed up, they then called a meeting with us at IMPRA again in October last year, where they said we needed to redo the analysis. We did the analysis again, and once more, it showed us that our repertoire was not less than 90% on all the playlists of the 18 SABC radio stations. The following month, in November last year, the SABC called us to a meeting, and they said they did their own analysis. And their own analysis was indicating that 75% must be given to IMPRA, and we must get 25%. So they moved from 75% in our favor to 75% in Impra's favor. And at that meeting, we said to them, okay, we have given you our analysis together with supporting documentation to prove that our repertoire is not less than 90%.
Mm.
You are not giving us anything. You are simply telling us that your own analysis says 75-25 in favor of Impra.
Mm.
We then requested the SABC to provide us with their own analysis, which they refused to do.
We went
further and proposed to the SABC that since there's a dispute between ourselves, let's get an independent auditor to independently verify the SABC playlist. And they also rejected that proposal. So to us, it's puzzling. Why, if you were transparent,
yeah,
would you turn down an offer that we should appoint independent auditors to independently verify the information? We then appealed to the Department of Communications.
Mm.
And the Department of Communications came back to us, I think the last Friday of May, and indicated that they were going to have a meeting with the SABC on the 8th of June to talk about this matter. Then, 2 days before the meeting was scheduled to take place between the SABC and the Department of Communications, the SABC, together with the Minister of Arts and Culture, decided to make an announcement 2 days before the SABC was scheduled to meet with the Department of Communications. Now it is puzzling why the SABC decided to make that announcement 2 days before the meeting with the Department of Communications. And secondly, the SABC, as a state-owned entity, does not report its parties to the Department of Arts and Culture. We don't understand why the Minister of Arts and Culture went public to say he instructed the SABC to pay and deal with the dispute later. Number one, they don't report him. Two, how do you issue such an instruction that despite the fact that there's a dispute, you deal with the dispute later?
All right. You know what, Mr. Fanani, can we just hold this conversation here for now? I'm still hanging out to the CEO of Sampra, Mr. Fanani Leshifa, and we're talking about the payment of SA musicians when it comes to royalties. Money that is owed to artists by the public broadcaster. It's 52 million in total, talking about the fact that it's a period over 2014 and 15. Mr. Fanani, I'm just curious because Impra's coming out a lot and some people are keen on finding out what's the difference between the music performance Performing Rights Association to Sampra? Like, how different are the both of you guys as organizations?
We are both in the administration of Media Time Rights. We are therefore competitors. And South Africa is not the only country in the world where you have got two agencies that are administering the same right. You go to France, you've got two. You go to Italy, you've got up to four. But how things are done in South Africa and internationally is that when songs have been performed by a music user, you check who represents that particular song.
Mm.
If, let's say, 10% is represented by Impra, obviously then the music user would have to pay 10% of that money to Impra. And in the case, in our case, if we represent 90% and we are able to prove that we represent 90% of the songs that have been performed, then we need to be paid accordingly.
Right.
Okay, you know what I'm hearing here, Bafanani? I'm hearing a lot of fingers being pointed there and there between Sampra and SABC and all these organizations, but I'm not hearing the interest of the artist. I'm not hearing the going forward when it comes to, the royalties being paid out. What is the solution? What do you guys see yourself doing in the next, let's even go with the next year, for these royalties to be paid out to artists who are actually deserving?
Okay, let me point something out before I respond to that question. That as Sampra, we have been paying royalties. We have been, so far, we have paid more than 250 billion rand of Media Time Rights royalties. The only broadcaster that hasn't paid us and whose royalties we haven't distributed is the SABC. All other commercial broadcasters, including YFM, we have received money from YFM and we have paid. And now, to come back to your question, I think the fact that we appealed to the Department of Communications before we even proceeded to court was because we had the interest of the performers or the recording artists at heart. That is why we went to the Department of Communications and said to them, all the other broadcasters are paying us. The SABC doesn't want to pay us. And so if the SABC wants to do payment that is not based on any legal basis, a payment that is not based on the playlist, please intervene. It was because of that we delayed going to court because we thought by that appealing to the Department of Communications was going to help. But now we find ourselves in a situation where we have absolutely no choice but to proceed with court action. But that is not going to stop us from continuing with our distribution. We are distributing, as we speak right now, we are busy preparing for a distribution that is going to be done on the latest should be the 7th of September.
All right.
These are royalties that have been paid by all other broadcasters and users, except the FABC.
You know what? Because of time, Mr. Fanani, we can't keep this conversation going. Is there a site that you can just let the wires go to for more information?
For more information, please visit www.sampra, which is samtra.org.uk. And those who want to follow us on Twitter, they can do so, because we will be updating music lovers and our members on what is happening on a daily basis.
Nice one. Thank you very much. CEO of Sampra, Mr. Fanani.